You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show.
Woo! 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 Hello, hello, hello. All you AfterBuzzers out there, we have got a fantastic, fabulous show today for America's Next Top Model After Show. We've got the one, the only Lisa D'Amato in the house.
Yeah. Where is she?
It's going to be so good. We've got so much to talk about. So many shocks and surprises on tonight's episode. I just can't wait to just jump right into this one. And welcome, everyone. We got here at Brittany Brower, your host for tonight. We've got, as I've already said, at Lisa D'Amato right here.
Yay, I'm here.
Whoop, whoop.
Woo, woo, with my bookend.
Yes, with my bookend. Yes. We're so excited. And we've got, of course, Tyler Brockington here.
Hello, y'all.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got a special little guest on the house that'll give his two cents every now and then.
Yes, my producer, GOC. We just came from the studio recording, so he's here.
Welcome to AfterBuzz.
Thank you for having me.
And so, yes, and what I'd like to tell all you AfterBuzzers out there is please go. If you want to call us, call us. Feel free. Call in. We'll chit-chat about everything.
Yeah,
I know you guys all saw Lisa on the episode last night, which I can't wait to get into. I am dying pins and needles to get into this episode. As it said before, our number is 424-256-1729. Call us, people. We'd love to chit-chat. So, welcome, Lisa.
And Brittany, before you jump in, I want to, of course, remind everyone about our iTunes. You know, we want you to rate and comment the show. And my thing is this. We already love Brittany. Brittany does the show with us every week for America's Next Top Model. We go above and beyond at AfterBuzz. We bring in Lisa, which everybody loves them some Lisa from America's Next Top Model. So the only thing that we ask for you guys in return is to comment and rate our show. So I'm going to tell you right now, AfterBuzzers, it's going to be a really good show because Brittany and Tyler and Lisa all in the same room talking about Tyra?
No.
Watch out, world.
Talking about booty tooch, which we will have
talk don't
about
even get started
her booty
that.
Tooching tonight.
Tooch your hooch
or hooch your tooch.
Smooch
your
tooch. Anything.
Pooch your tooch. Mooch your tooch. I mean, we'll get into that in a little bit because there's a lot of tooching going on.
Yes.
But I am very excited that we have not only someone that's been on Top Model now four times, she is the winner of America's Next Top Model.
Woo!
My bookend sister, because as you guys all know,
All stars, baby.
I went home first and she finished it. We always say I started, she finished.
Yeah, it could have gone vice positive. Versa. So no matter what, we would have always been the bookends. So we're proud of that.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so jumping kind of right into it, how was your experience going on this season of Cycle 18?
Being invited to go on to Cycle 18, for me, I was really excited because of what I got to do. So they basically said, you know what, Lisa, we need to write two songs because it's British versus America and they all need to have their own parts and you need it done, of course, in like 2 days.
Right, of course.
You know, of course. And I'm just always really excited to do that. The whole creative process of songwriting, and it's definitely my niche.
Absolutely.
So I loved it. Of course, I thought that before writing it, I was going to be able to see pictures or videos of the girls.
It's funny you should ask, because knowing you and watching the show and not knowing now you're at kind of got to be behind the scenes in this episode, which we normally have no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, did you know the girls because you wrote wrote it so well. I mean,
you kind of
pegged all their personalities right off the bat. Like you.
Thank you. Pat on the back.
But you didn't know what they looked like or anything.
No, I did not. All I got was a sheet with their names on it and then little characteristics about them. So, you know, for instance, Simone, and they said her body's bodacious, and it doesn't even say plus size.
So it was kind of a challenge for you.
You had your own challenge.
And you're not even, you're like, oh my God, I'm competing again.
Yes. In this way, when you get down to it and you're like, okay, well now that the clock is ticking and these songs need to get done, I'm starting to analyze and realize that the reality of the world and the critics, regardless, these songs need to be dope because then my name goes bad. And this is what I do. This is what I've been investing my whole life in. So, you know, luckily, Tom, who's incredibly creative, he's the one that created the beats and he was the producer of the songs. It was awesome. We meshed very well. And luckily for the British girls, I have one of my best friends. Her name's Tamsin. And she's actually from, this is going to be cool, you guys. I'm going to tell you this. She's British. And one of my best friends ever. And I remember just about a year ago, she sent me this video of this old woman, like, walking down the street in England somewhere, and there's this like homeless man who was like peeing on himself, and he was like this, he was totally homeless and kind of like being a twat to her, and so she was hitting him with her bag, like this old lady, like, I'm gonna mess you up, I'm gonna mess you, come at me, I'm gonna mess you up. And I was like, oh my God. So as soon as I realized I was writing a British song, I was like, oh my God, it needs to be called I'm Gonna Mash You Up.
So that's where that came from?
Yeah. I'm Gonna Mash You Up.
Oh,
a little inside.
That's a nice inside.
A little inside scoop. We do love that here at AfterBuzz. Love that.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Yeah. Love
Bam.
It. Love
Pretty
that.
Cool though, right?
No, that's super cool. Like, who would have thought that's where you would have gotten your idea from, a random YouTube video that a British friend sent you? Like,
yeah,
what are the odds, you know?
Yeah. And luckily, I mean, I wasn't worried about writing the American girl song because I'm obviously American and I know like a fun pop culture lingo. So that wasn't the challenging part to me. The British one was actually because, you know, I know twat. I know, you know, there's certain words that, you know, tickle your fancy and posh and all these things. So that one was actually the one that I probably researched the most and made sure that you know, for television that little kids watch too, that everything was kosher.
Right.
And that's actually...
Is twat kosher?
You can't actually say, you can't say twat. Like
I didn't think so.
I mean, I know in America it's kind of vulgar.
I was like,
vulgar,
yeah, can we say twat? But no, is it better with cute English accent? Twat.
Yeah, but you can't even say, I wrote twat in there, but you can't actually, we couldn't use it in the song because it's actually a rougher reference in the way that they communicate it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So I was like, okay. Well.
So when you got to put a face with all the girls, did they match up or was it something that you were kind of like, wait a minute, I didn't think you were going to look like this.
I thought that going in the studio was, one, I was already really proud of the songs and I recorded them myself already so that when they listened to them in the house, they already had the songs and it was my voice. But I was always so, when I actually got to go in the studio with them, that was after they heard them. So I really wanted to make sure that they liked them because they are obviously going to be a good gauge of how the public's going to like them.
Right.
You know, the actual girls. And, you know, I'm like, you guys don't have to be nice to me. Like, do you like your parts? Is it cool? And every single girl was like, my parts, I love my part. It's awesome. And then the American girls were like, I love it. It is so clever. I love it. And I was doing it like this. And I was doing it like they said they were practicing at the house. So that made me really happy.
Oh, that's cool. That's got to feel good.
They better be practicing.
I mean,
they got to follow Lisa D'Amato. They better bring it.
Bring it up.
Well, we're going to get into all the videos and all that great stuff in a very, you know, few minutes. So let's start off with just the beginning of the episode with a little bit of the drama of this episode where Laura... her friend died, her friend Kevin, and she's still kind of mourning over that death. And then she has that bear that she named Alan.
Yeah.
And it started a big drama in the house. And I think Sophie was just kind of trying to play a joke on her. Well, and then it kind of turned into a little bit more where then she was kind of teed off at Kyle.
Well, Well, because Kyle was pushing it away. Now,
but apparently she was trying to get it. That's what Kyle was saying.
Afterwards. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I don't understand why Laura didn't tell them from the very beginning that teddy bear was from the friend that passed away.
Exactly.
You know, so of course the girls are thinking that it's just this grown woman who's with attached to this teddy bear.
So they thought it was funny. And yeah. It could have been a fun joke.
Yes.
I mean,
because Sophie didn't mean it to be mean. She was kind of being cute. Like, your teddy needs a bath, you know, he needs it, and she was joking, and then it was all fun and games, because you can watch in the footage that Laura was smiling, kind of grinning at that point, even while they're dangling her teddy bear over the water. She wasn't like, hey, enough said, funny, not mad at anyone, my friend that just died gave that to me.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Until they're playing tug of war with it, then the ear gets thrown off, and then it goes in the water. I think it kind of was just a reason for her to also get mad at Kyle more, because we know she is not a fan of Kyle. So the way that she was kind of pushing it away, she was like, bitch.
Yeah,
you just gave me all the fuel I needed.
And they even showed more from next episode that they're going to get into it even more. That was the trailer for next episode that they're already at each other again.
I think, though, one of the things that I've noticed, even when I was in the studio with them, and then also watching it, the cycle all the way up to this episode, is it's so interesting just the way Americans work opposed to other countries. As soon as American, like the girls are a prime example, as soon as a girl doesn't do well on your team, then we're all against you. We don't even want you on our team. Mm-hmm. You suck. All this, like, get the hell out, you fucking dumbass. You should have done better. We tear them apart. Whereas with the British girls, if someone does bad, then they try to unite together again and be a team. And it's just such a great depiction of, like, the way Americans are.
Right. No, that's a good, and I didn't even think of that watching it, but now that you say that, and that's how they've always been, I feel, from the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. The Brits have always been so much more united than the American girls. They're always turning on each other, and the Brits have always been so close.
Yeah. Totally. I just think it's an interesting little
until now, let's just say the Americans have done better as far as, like, them working together, their videos, best photos, their things. This is finally a challenge that the Brits won all together. So maybe there's a little something to be had about being a little catfightish, like, keeps a girl in check. Like, bitch, you're going to be on our team. You got to keep it together.
Better keep it going.
Yes. So it works so far. So, okay, so what's the challenge this week? You guys, they had the writing it or just the performing it. That you wrote it, obviously.
Their challenge was how they recorded. Because, you know, in pictures in general, if you do like a modeling shoot, you can smile and it could be better. But with your voice, you can't really hide anything. So I had to be very encouraging because your nerves will get the best of you. So I think people who took the best direction, even if it was your first time in the studio, if you're a good listener and you try to do things in different ways, that's so appreciated. Mm-hmm. But some people, you know, Asmarie is a prime example of me trying to constantly tell her to just do another direction. She was so like, no, this is the way I do it. And this is hot. And it was so not hot.
And look what happened.
And then Kyle, like, she's not someone that necessarily was overconfident in any way, but she really does get her nerves get the best of her. I think in the studio, Annalise and Alicia, naturally, they just always give a different, they're confident. Mm-hmm. They're very confident. Someone who was very shy and timid, but was such an amazing listener and really tried to pull through with whatever direction you gave her was Catherine. She's incredible.
Really?
And
I actually liked Catherine a lot in this challenge.
Yeah,
and I liked her. Yes, I've never been a huge fan of Catherine. It's just, I'm not against her. I'm just not for her. She's just kind of one of those people like, I mean, I don't really get it. But in this one, I really liked her.
Yeah,
like, so I'm kind of starting to understand her a little bit more. I didn't, obviously, last week in the runway, she was awful. But this week, I definitely see that a little bit more. So you think she took direction really well and she's into it?
Yes. I think that she was really, really, really great to work with. It's not because she wasn't talented or she was talented. She just, the direction you give her, she thinks about it, she processes it, and then she does it. it comes through. It's awesome. And then Sophie's really cute, too.
And I think that's one of the most important things about this challenge is taking direction. Like, mm-hmm. to, you know, and it's not if you sound the best or if you, you know, of course it's about performance, but if you can take direction, then you've got, you're going to go a lot further than a lot of these girls who might sound great now, mm-hmm. but always want their own piece and always mm-hmm. want to do their own thing. If you can't take direction, where are you going
to
go?
That doesn't even apply to just this challenge. That applies to the whole competition.
Right.
So, you know, I really think that there are some girls that people are underestimating right now.
But there wasn't really a challenge winner. This isn't an episode that they did a challenge winner.
The challenge, it was, yeah.
No, they did. Well, I think it was just the first picture that was thrown out, and it was the girl who came out of the elevator.
No. That's in the video. That's at the end that gets best picture. I'm talking about there's always a challenge and a challenge and winner. This episode
I see what you're saying.
Challenge where it's so-and-so won this challenge.
Right.
Like in the episode of Runway, Sophie and Ebony won because they got best runway, and that was like the mini challenge that had nothing to do with best photo. We're talking about a challenge winner, and this we didn't really have, which is kind of surprising because I think for sure the challenge should have been how they performed in front of you, like while performing the song. And mm-hmm. That's why I just asked a few minutes ago, wait, what was the challenge this week? Because there kind of wasn't a challenge. It just had them, here's your assignment.
And who's executed, what team executed it the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was kind of like the week they did the challenge, the eating contest, where there was no winner. Like, now they have no challenge.
That was
hysterical. They had a challenge with
no prize. No point. Just who can eat disgusting stuff from the other people's country. I loved that. The Fear Factor Top Model Challenge. Yeah. Let's get models to eat disgusting stuff. Enough said.
What are you going
to
win?
The viewers won on that one.
Yeah.
I won. That's who won. Me. Because I thought it was hysterical. Let's just make a bunch of models eat.
I was grossed out when I watched that.
I definitely want to get into when the girls went in the studio at Millennium and that's a very big popular dance studio here mm-hmm. in Los Angeles where a lot of big people go and practice and learn dancing. And I love, and this is where I have to like come in, guys, Booty Tooch. I mean, God, Tyra, stop trying to make Booty Tooch work. No one's picking up on it. No one is but you. Okay. She's got a whole bunch of tooches here. Hoochie Tooch, Poochie Tooch, Smoochie Tooch, Dookie Tooch, Gucci Tooch. For the classy Gucci's. I mean, for classy tooches, I guess. The side tooch, the juicy tooch. I mean, enough of the tooch. Okay.
Oh, and I just need to make a little note with the songs. You know that there were words that I had to use in each song.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely. So, well, first of
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I think you can that. Tell. Like, Lisa, yeah, come on. I assumed that going into it.
I'll just start off with Pot Lead 'Em being one of them. We know that that's definitely not you. You had to put that one in your winning song from last year. We get it. A lot of those things come from Tyra. I know you won't say anything negative because you're the winner, but I am here, guys. That's what Brittany Brower is for. So enough with the tooches. Stop trying to make tooch work. But what I do love about Asmarie, and I know she's gotten a little bit cocky over the times and over the past few episodes, I guess, about wanting to be winner. But what I got to say is, can I get a round of applause for Asmarie for saying, I'm not putting that on. I kind of loved her for it. I'm sorry.
That shit is not going on my body.
I kind of love it. I'm sorry. I did love that about Asmarie. Like, oh, no.
Hold up.
Oh, no. I draw the line at booty tooch pants.
The thing is, that's I think is also, I need to set some shit straight.
Okay.
You know, Asmarie definitely got the shaft in last night's episode. But I'm telling you, even she is strong and she knows who she is. But like in the studio, even though she wasn't pulling forth what I know she could do, she was really, really sweet. She was really encouraging to all the other girls. And I really genuinely love her.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I'm a huge fan of her. And I even like, which we'll get to in a minute. I don't want to jump too soon. But when Kaya went through her little tantrum on the set of doing the music video, she was the one that went in there and said, come on, pull your stuff together, come out. Asmarie, I think she just thought she was doing a bold move at that moment by telling Tyra, no, I'm not going to put on the booty tooch pants.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, obviously, no one tells Tyra no. I mean, that's like the 101 rule of top model. Don't ever tell Tyra no.
Yeah, but you also know that that's not the only reason why. Like, you've been in it, and I've been in it. We've been in this situation. And we also know that they will show things as the reason, but there's some underlying reasons that they aren't going to show. So that's always a mystery. And, you know, people need to really understand and grasp that there's editing There's editing in reality television shows.
So as Marie, if you're out there, please call us 424-256-1729.
Let us in on the juice.
Yeah, we need to know.
Not just the tooch undies.
Yeah, not just tooch undies. We need to hear. And she apologized, and I thought that was pretty nice and brave of her too.
That was a good move.
I kind of like her character.
I like that. That showed class on her end.
I thought that was gonna save her. I thought
I did too.
The apology was gonna save it.
But who said was gonna go home?
Who on the panel said, "I'm just over her. I'm just finally over her."
Oh, that was
Kelly.
Kelly
Catron.
Yeah, she was like, "You know, I loved her, but I'm over her. I'm done with her. I'm just tired of her." I was like, "Whoa!" And she was like a front runner.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. I mean, I was a damn front runner on my season five, and all the judges constantly, every panel, they were like, "We can't. There's something about her that we love, but I fucking can't stand her." It was like the general.
Yeah.
It was the panel that I always got.
Yeah. Love you guys too. Thanks.
Yeah. Kisses.
Well, all right. So we are very sad that Asmarie is gone this week. And we're very sad that Tyra decided to make a whole entire episode of her booty tooch. And a lot of words for it and describing how the girls booty tooch. And apparently the Americans did better in the little Tyra teach lesson
I don't think the Brits know booty tooch, and even if they did, they're like, what the hell is this shit?
I'm still on the side that I'm kind of glad they didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is, and did y'all know that this, I'm sorry for the, if you're listening online or on iTunes, you can't see me right now, but this is the international sign of smizing. So now this is a sign language for smizing. I mean, she is taking every angle she can.
She's going sign language, booty tooch,
smizing
everything.
And tooch. She is making everything very visual.
Well, you know, you gotta, and you know this too. Like you... Let me break it down, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, so you know that Tyra has this whole, the Modeland book. That is, you know, the first one's out, and then there's going to be a second one, and there's going to be a third one. And she's going to do this whole Harry Potter spin where they're going to be made into movies.
What?
Yeah, and I read Modeland. Yeah, I did. I read it. I know.
Did Tyra write it?
Yeah, she did.
She did do that. I'll give her credit.
Well, she went to Harvard.
I think this whole booty tooch thing and all these words and terminologies that have to do with modeling have a lot to do to get the people familiarized with the terminology so that it's almost like second nature when the movies come out. There's always marketing behind things.
So it's got to stick.
I get it. I know. But, you know, and that brings me to another great point about
Top
Model.
Do it, girl.
Every single thing from now on is now just advertising on Top Model. Again, you even had to mention, now, girls, go to your Virgin Mobile and you can record it and do this. And now the girl goes, oh, my God, I love my Virgin Mobile because I can actually record it. And they even got the
girls
doing it.
With the wireless speaker, look.
The girls are even having to do it on their interviews, which I never had to do in the past. Mm-hmm. We never had to really, plug stuff like that. Now, oh, my gosh, it's great. I can record the song on my Virgin Mobile with the speaker.
Everything is about
Well,
is
now
about
they're needing
money.
A little more.
Everything is about
I mean,
money.
Hey, we love our sponsors, and especially here at AfterBuzz, Bing, thank you. We are all for that. So I get it. I get our sponsors. Hey, that's who pays the bills, and that's who we have to love and support. But I feel like America's Next Top Model is turning into a walking, talking, visual entertainment
Well, Brittany,
plug.
Didn't you say that's CW? You guys watch the Vampire Diaries after show, and same.
They're doing it too. They're
I could even see America's Next Top Model because it's a reality competition show, but even like Vampire Diaries, they work it in there.
Oh, Vampire Diaries is very good and sneaky about it. Like, oh, we can now sense a vampire on our virgin being.
No.
Wait, you guys, seriously though, you have to look at this big picture entertainment industry wise. Like, I'm not sticking up for it, and I don't think that it's necessarily right.
Oh, no.
But you got to understand that nowadays, there are more kids on the internet than watching TV.
First of all,
so there is so much, like even record labels, they don't even know how to control their artists anymore. Artists that are signed are leaving record labels.
Get it. It's just fun to make fun of.
Yeah, I think it's just because we're not used to it. What was the movie that was all product placement?
I know, that's Pussycat Dolls or the Pussycat. The Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, yeah.
Enough about that. Let's get back to the show. Let's talk about them actually doing the music videos at the Playhouse in Hollywood. It's on Hollywood Boulevard, I believe,
it
actually.
It's down the street from my house. I call it the club.
I was surprised that they didn't have you on there, that you weren't there for it. I thought you should have been there for the shoot.
Yeah, I did too.
Work it out because you're so good at
that. You
know
what? You guys, seriously, I got the longer stick in this whole thing because I wrote the song. So therefore, anytime anyone downloads it, download, mash it up. Like, watch. I'm like plugging right now.
Yeah.
No, so I can
do it.
So, you know, in the long run, I would have loved to be there and dance and do all that stuff. But, you know, they had Nadine.
Because you would have showed
up. Oh, that's right. They needed to showcase the other two.
And let's be honest.
Time in the studio.
She would have taken over.
I'm not saying a word.
So, Toni Kroll was a director. And let's just talk about how the shoot went. I think that
the Brits killed it.
I mean, it is not even a question.
But do you guys notice? And I'm totally telling like Top Model secrets, probably.
I love it.
But like, you know how it goes, Brittany.
Yes.
Like, you know, if somebody's intended to do better, kind of in a way. Like, you know, if you look at the British girls, they obviously killed it, and maybe it's because they did so well that they get extra editing and.
It was time for them to win.
Oh, they needed that.
So they do that. They do those types of things, you know? Like, I remember with Allison and our music videos, you know, mine is literally, like, one frame, and you don't see, like, three fade-ins of me and all this stuff, and Allison gets all that extra stuff. So to me, I was always like...
You're right. It's always one shot.
Yeah, it's always one shot, but she always got all the extra things. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, but the Brits, they blew them out of the park.
They blew it out of the park.
Totally. And I even made a little note here. I mean, let's face it, their accents are pretty great, too. And the writing, you did amazing with the words. I mean, honest to God, listening and watching the show, I was like, they were really catchy. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. It was very,
I'm queen.
Like,
Catherine.
Oh, I love
elegant
that.
Elegant and supreme.
I love it.
From any era, I'm the only fashion time traveler.
I love those
parts are so cute.
I loved it.
And I love that they pointed out the invisible gloves when she did it. Like, yeah, you know, they pointed it out cute. At panel. She was good.
She was so cute.
She stood out.
And if you remember everything. What's Annalisa's line with her little, her big
yeah,
thing?
Hers,
that was great.
Well, hers was about her legs, so let me remember.
Oh, yeah, because she stepped out. And
yeah, I remember, well, that's the note I got to write.
That she had legs?
That hers was like, so it's leg for days.
And they shot her up like that.
I don't remember her.
And that little head thing she did was so cute.
Cute.
She really did work it out. And they did. They worked it out better. They looked better as a group.
And a lot more comfortable. It felt more natural. I feel like the Americans felt a little forced in their video.
Well,
like,
it was forced. And also, let's not forget, when tension is between people in it, they don't tend, they tend to want to overshine maybe the other person they're having like complication with. Whereas actually the British girls were all united.
Yeah.
Right.
But we're going to get
United
into that.
Kingdom.
We are going to get into all that more. We're going to finish up with
I'm
the videos.
Sophie. I'm the one after... they talk about mostly. Oh. Scallywags just, hey, oh gosh. But they just jelly because we're posh.
Yeah. Lisa's going to take
get
it to Adam. And that's a commercial break, guys. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What do you want to buzz?
Okay. Welcome back.
Whiplash.
Yeah. All right, so...
Don't pretend I didn't get
it. Yeah.
Whiplash, baby. Produced by the Cataracts, y'all.
You could have fun with it. We don't mind dancing in the AfterBuzz studios.
I'm the type of girl that you don't want to miss.
it. Sing it.
Look out. Whiplash, bitch.
It's okay.
I always forget that I can curse.
It's so refreshing.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing.
You don't have to censor yourself.
Oh, yeah. We always curse here.
No
sorry. Not a child show. or a very hip child, I should say. Or cool parent with a child show. Okay. So with judging, with panel, we all agree that, or I think that we all agree that as Maria was kind of a disappointment that she went home already. I thought it was a little bit of a shock.
Yeah. I loved her. I think it was way too soon.
Way too soon.
I agree.
Someone that kept winning Best Photo, and even when she didn't win Best Photo, it was like runner up. I was like dumbfounded that they went ahead and sent her.
And that's
home.
What we were saying earlier. It almost makes you think there's something else maybe to it.
That's what I'm saying.
There's got to be some secret thing we don't
know. There's a reason why on my season where they made it seem like it was just that challenge, and it was so not true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or like my last picture, it was not because of that. It was because I was crazy and like running around, you know, in diapers and like going nuts.
So that's why y'all love each other, huh? These two.
And we,
I was pushing way too many buttons.
Oh, yes. And I think, I at least know that you feel this way, that Alicia definitely deserved best video.
Oh, for sure. Like, Hands down. Was great.
She worked it. She actually felt like I was watching someone in a real video. A lot like how you were in yours. I mean, you could tell that's what you do for a living. That's what you love. She popped. She just had the right timing. Mm-hmm. She looked great. I didn't even know if she could sing it or not because I didn't care because I guess it all worked because you were drawn in.
You were so visually stimulated by like the comfortability and the smoothness of herself.
She rocked it.
So
that
we
amazing.
Once again, I'm shocked that I actually agree with the judges. Can't believe that happened.
She was like hot chocolate lava.
Booty tooch.
And so finally, the Brits all got a win. So the Brits won this one. Applause for the Brits. They
and
actually
very
got best.
Well deserved.
Best thing. Yeah. Very, very well deserved. So I love that. So that was all with America's Next Top Model. That was fantastic. Now, Lisa, tell me what you're doing right now because I haven't seen you in a while. I know you've been in Aruba and you've been all over. You've just been busy, busy, busy bee.
I have been busy. It's been a lot of fun. Well, right now I'm with my producer. I kind of kept him hostage because I didn't have time to drop him off. But we've been in the studio recording our new music project. So if everyone goes to Lisa D and GOC, GOC wave hi.
Hi.
That's him. He is probably, well, for sure, the best DJ in the whole fucking world, in my book. Like, it's crazy that we actually got, we're combining forces.
Gotta take that compliment.
Love that. Well, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to AfterBuzz. We're so happy to have you here. So we feel honored.
So now he's producing and, you know, we're basically bringing the heat for the summer. On top of that, I've just been touring and basically performing and doing appearances all over the place. So Aruba and then, I don't even remember where I was, Connecticut, and then I'm going to Canada at the end of the month or the end of this month. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Busy's good.
She's busy. She has her dream come true perfume that I love that I wear.
Doesn't it smell really good?
It smells really good. It's very sugary and very like, it's yummy. It smells like candy.
Yeah.
Total sex. Perfume.
I mean, the truth is like after you win top model or all stars or whatever it is, especially for this show in general, like, you know, it opens the door, but at the end of the day, like, you really can't like rest on that. You have to work your ass off. So luckily I've been doing that my whole life anyways, and so it just basically stepped it up a notch, which is nice. You know, I drill my opportunities into the ground, and you know, I'm somebody that has to juggle like four things at once.
I'm a crafty broad.
Lisa, and as you said, you know, like with the artists, you know, these days Twitter and social media just connects you with people more than, you know, it had in the past. We actually prepared a fun little segment where we are taking a look down memory lane as far as photos that you may have Instagrammed or twit picked over the time.
Shut the French door.
And I think it'll be fun for you to kind of break down where you were and, you know, some career stuff, some fun friend stuff as well.
You guys are spies.
Sneaky.
Oh my God! Yes, that was.
I know those sunglasses. Well, and that
you
coat.
got a goat in your hand. So
I didn't even notice the goat. I thought that was part of the coat.
The goat coat.
No, it's so funny. This is a perfect example of like the way people misconstrue things that you post. Like I posted, I was like, I'm at the. What is it called?
Flea market.
I'm at the flea market, and look at this cute goat. All of a sudden, it's like, they're selling goats? How dare they? You, like, look, is that a real fur? Like, you're evil. Unfollowed. Unfollowed. And it's like, oh my God, these people, like...
I'm petting a goat.
Yeah, this guy
it's just a goat, guys.
Sells produce, and he has baby goats, and because he was attached to this one, he brought that one with him, and I'm holding him.
It's like the guy's pet.
Yeah, they thought that they were selling. I mean, it just goes.
Well, I think because you have the fur coat on, you're holding the goat. It's like you set yourself up for that one. You're like,
I set myself
up
for everything, just so you know. Even on.
I think I would have tagged that as got a new goat for my next coat. I would have just
take
just it. Really, just now, really grind it.
Yeah,
into
now
them.
I need a white coat. Does this guy work?
Yes. Oh, and this is so funny because I actually tweeted something, a very funny comment to this one as well. I put MDMA.
It's fun?
No. She's got a song called Gang Bang. So I wrote, like, gang banging was fun last night because that's her second single. And then, of course, you get all the comments.
Another
like,
setup.
That made it easy for me to find the picture. I was like, gang bang, what is Lisa talking about? So
it's the single, but of course it's like, oh, you know, you really should be a better example since you're a role model. I'm like, it's a song name.
And like, you're like, since someone that asked for that title anyway, people.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like that's why people connect with you, Lisa, because you do the entertainment thing and you keep your hands in a bunch of stuff, but at the end of the day, you keep it fun, and I guess that maybe that's why people really continue to follow you, you know?
I think, well, actually, like, I don't really have that many followers. Everyone that seems to follow me, like, really loves to hate me, and then I say something that kind of turns them off, and then they, like, unfollow me, like, 2 days later.
Hey, well, at least it goes to show you're reading tweets.
Yeah,
you're reading your tweets, so...
A message, whenever I do or say anything, do not take me so serious.
That's what I say,
you know,
all
what I mean?
The time.
Like,
yeah.
I'm
Twitter.
Kidding, I'm trying to make it fun. Like, I'm not just saying, hey, look at my really cute cheese sandwich today. Like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be silly. Anyways.
People don't get it. What are we doing here?
Are you working?
Oh, my God.
You're working.
Okay, so yesterday, because I have my own pilot TV show that we're basically shopping around. You should do that. Exclusive. I was actually... I was at Logo yesterday, and I was pitching my show, and I walked by one of the cubicles, and that is what I saw. This boa was hanging over in RuPaul, and I was like, whoa, hold up. Someone, camera, boa,
oh my
take
God.
A picture.
You were just like, I'm working at Logo now. Hold on 1 minute. I'm on the phone. I'm making calls. Yeah. I'm making things happen.
No, that tweet was, we miss Latrice, because Latrice just got...
Oh, that's who we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, so that's
now
what
Lisa.
That's
about. Who's your favorite? Because we do the Drag Race after show here, and we had Willem in here the other day. Do you have a favorite on that show?
Fucking Latrice, duh.
Latrice is she's my cup of tea for sure. She's my nice little skinny mocha latte of love right there, baby. Latrice is the shit, but now she's gone. So you know what? You know the next one I'm gonna go for is probably Cher.
Hello, yes.
Yeah. You have to do that one for Brim.
If I could turn back to how.
Ooh, what's this photo?
Oh, okay. So I was just in Aruba, and while I was there, I did a performance, and I basically opened this new pool at the Marriott, which was awesome. They put me up in the presidential suite.
I saw your photos.
Damn.
They were gorgeous.
Yeah, and then while I was there, because they just got so excited that I was there, that I did all these other interviews, and I did all these other, like, photo shoots. So those magazines up there... that's actually one. I didn't realize that, but three different issues. Wow. Well, anyways, I'm doing, you know, when you go on a plane and travel to like the Caribbean and they have those island magazines that you say like, check out this here and this here or whatever. So there's going to be like a 6-page spread and an interview in that. And then I also did the news. Okay. I was hustling. I was on vacay.
I know. No joke.
You never left. I invited you to my birthday, which it still hasn't happened yet. So you're asked for to be there.
I will.
And you're like, I think I'm moving to Aruba. I don't know if I'll make it. I might just be coming back for my dogs and that's it.
How long were you there?
I was supposed to be there for 4 or 5 days. And I ended up staying, I think, a little past 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like skydiving.
You're
and
like,
then
screw it, I'm staying.
You guys got to go to her Twitter and then go to her Facebook page. I mean, she's got all these photos up and she looks amazingly gorgeous in the photos. She's just completely working
it
out.
Oh my God, you're so funny. Look at you.
I got your back.
Okay, so, you know, I used to have and this is what people don't know about me also, is that I'm a seamstress. So years ago, I used to have my own line of dog sweaters and it was called Doggy Style by Poncherelli. Poncherelli is the one on the left. And it was a silhouette of a dog on top of another dog. It was so bad.
That's so good, though.
Yeah. And what the lower one had a dress on, the silhouette. Anyways, so because I don't really have time to make like new sweaters, I got those at American Apparel because I like the colors. And I just basically like, you know, sewed the pockets on them with the patches and studded the hell out of them. I'm a professional Aww. Bedazzler.
And when did all this happen? When did you?
This was actually the night before I left for Aruba.
So you just don't stop.
She's busy. Even when she's like, not, even when she's not getting paid or has to be somewhere or working on her album, she's bedazzling.
Heaven forbid, heaven forbid, we go to bed early before we have to wake up in the morning on a trip. We got to bedazzle some dog shirts. God.
And this is what's funny about this picture. So I posted this right, and I said, and Wally, he sticks up for gay pride because he's gay. On Tumblr, I swear to God, it was messaged like, that is the most ignorant thing you could say. Your dog is not gay. Dogs hump anything. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you know what you're basically telling me is that your dog does that because you are a bad parent and don't pay it enough attention.
I just can't even get into that. I had a person just recently sign up to Twitter. And she only has 5 tweets, and all 5 tweets are bashing me. And she had no followers and following no one. Oh, I'm like, oh, thanks for signing up for Twitter to bash me. Love you too.
Yeah, shows that you're giving me some great attention.
Love you.
Yeah. You guys have no idea. There's somebody who's making false accounts of me that are private, and they're sending little children horrible hate messages. And then because it looks like my account, it's my picture and the way my name is spelled and everything, and they're diehard Allison fans. Allison fans, seriously, you really need to like understand that it's not my fault Allison didn't win, and I love you all, and it's not about hate. It's about, you know, accepting diversity and trying to find love and everything. Like, it's crazy.
But you love Allison, so yeah, it's funny.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Her fans are diehard.
Any more? Oh, well, yay!
Look at that.
I was wondering when I was going to be in one.
Like, where's my picture now?
I was wondering. I was like, yeah, when's that happening?
Brittany, look so incredibly stunning in this picture.
I hate that photo. But
why?
I just feel like my nose looks huge. But enough about me. We had a blast on the Tonight Show.
And Brittany won.
Finally,
she won.
Smart
finally
Brittany.
Won something. Gosh.
Yes. And that was... That was a hilarious segment. I loved it. Like,
it was
amazing.
Really funny, right?
And I made my parents watch it again. I went back to Dallas. That's where I'm from. And they, of course, love Brit. And they were like, oh my God, this is nuts.
It's
like,
funny,
these girls
right?
are hilarious.
And it was like 6 a.m. So, like, Brittany right here was like, I was like, dang, she did some, like, you know, Tetris before she got here and got her brain all ready. I'm still
some
like,
Sudoku.
I'm like, you know,
where am I?
We
waking
did
up?
Early.
Yeah, it was early.
Well,
smarty pants.
Yes, I'm such a smarty pants. Can't you tell?
Yes.
Anyways, as you can see, we've got so many fun photos and so much interesting stuff on our Twitter and our Facebook pages. So please go and follow us. You can follow me at Brittany Brower on Twitter and
at Lisa D'Amato.
Tyler.
At Ty_Brox.
One of his underscores. Can't stand that.
I gotta put him in.
And do you have a Twitter?
I do. It's at DJGOC. No.
It's just at DJGOC.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, follow us all and make sure you leave comments on our AfterBuzz iTunes and comment everything you feel about our show.
Thank you so much.
And we're so happy you came on, and we will see you next week for America's Next Top Model AfterBuzz. Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.